This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. RTD is planning some big changes to passenger safety. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Mike Meter has worked in transit security for a long time. So when he joined RTD in 2016 as its chief safety and security officer, he saw hundreds of armed private security guards. And Meter says that was unusual.
My impression was maybe we didn't quite have the right groups of people in the right roles.
RTD's own police force has fewer than 20 officers. And Meter says this system worked well for a while. But as RTD's system expanded, so did the number of contractors.
Anytime you grow as rapidly as we have, it presents challenges for oversight of just about anything you do.
Meter says the lack of oversight contributed to at least one abuse of power. In April 2018, a private security guard told a man waiting at the Union Station bus depot to go into a bathroom. He followed him in and then beat him unconscious.
If there had been a transit police officer in that building, if we'd had the resources at that time, I don't believe that ever would have occurred.
RTD has said that incident was an aberration. But Meter and his staff are proposing that RTD flip the system on its head. Over the next few years, they want fewer armed contractors and more of their own staff, including licensed police officers, unarmed safety ambassadors, and a handful of mental health care workers. The idea, as Meter says, is to have the right person in the right role.
I think it's moving in the right direction.
Chantal Lewis sits on RTD's board. She says the agency's security forces have over-policed some passengers for years, including people of color and those experiencing homelessness. She wants security to be less focused on enforcement and more on compassion and helping. She hopes RTD continues to move in that direction.
If folks continue to be open, to be collaborative, that I think we can get to a place where we are truly reimagining safety and security.
It's not yet clear where the drivers' union stands on the proposal. They've been critical of previous attempts to cut RTD's security system. RTD board chair Angie Rivera-Malpietti says the agency will need help if it's to be successful.
This is not an RTD issue. This is a community issue.
She says to address underlying issues like homelessness and poverty, RTD and other entities, like local governments and mental health nonprofits, will need to work together.